Welcome to Narratives. The pressures on young women to conform to a bodily ideal can cause great unhappiness. Even talented and well-qualified women can still feel inadequate if they think their shape is not perfect.
Mez clicked her laptop shut and pushed the chair out from the desk. Maybe this whole support forum thing wasn't such a great idea. Already people were asking personal questions. Should she lie about her job? Be vague? Deception wasn't her strong point. It took way too much energy, something that was in short supply in her life these days. But what if she told the truth and one of her patients recognised her? It was bad enough to be the fat doctor in town, but she couldn't bear to be the fat loser doctor as well. Because hanging out on internet weight loss forums was for losers, wasn't it? What would Sean or the boys think if they knew? Maybe Sean would be pleased that she'd signed up for a weight loss program. He never mentioned her weight, well, not unless she forced him to. When she brought it up, he told her she was the sexiest woman he'd ever met and that she should stop obsessing about her size. He was kind, her husband. That was one of the reasons she'd married him, but surely he couldn't mean it. There was nothing attractive about her, let alone sexy. Meredith avoided looking at her full length reflection as much as possible and rarely agreed to have her photo taken. But every day she managed to catch sight of herself somewhere, reflected back in a shop window or in the mirror of the surgery's procedure room. It wasn't a pretty sight. Her face was puffy and bloated, and as for her body, it could hardly be called desirable. At home, in her bathroom, as she carefully applied her makeup each morning, she kidded herself she looked okay. Her hair was styled, lashes coated, cheeks blushed, and most importantly, her rolls hidden beneath the expensive plus-size tunics she brought online from the States. But when she caught sight of herself in those unguarded moments, she knew the truth. She was repulsive. To make matters worse, Sean had gotten better looking with age. He was a lanky lad when they first met, all elbows and knees and shy, awkward smiles. His friends had ribbed him that he was batting above his average when he started dating Mez. Back then, she was tiny. She was in the middle of studying for her medical degree and had no time to sleep, let alone eat. And once she met Sean, every spare minute she'd had was spent in bed. Back then, she was sexy. A catch. That's what Sean's mother had called her. Somewhere along the way, she and Sean had reversed roles. Now Sean was the catch. He'd filled out and was no longer a skinny, awkward boy. He ran every second day and went to the gym at the footy club three times a week. His shoulders were broad and his abdomen flat and hard. Mez rested her hand on her own spongy belly. Three kids hadn't softened his body or sucked the energy from his soul. In fact, the opposite was true. The moment Max had entered the world, Sean had made a vow to be the best man he could be. The kids had transformed him in the most positive way imaginable. He seemed to grow more vital, more energetic with each year that passed. The touch of grey in his thick sandy hair only served to make him look more distinguished, and the black rimmed glasses he now had to wear for reading enhanced the look further. She knew what the school mum said behind her back. She noticed their eyes skimming her body, their distaste visible for that split second before they stretched their plump lips back over their perfect teeth and smiled at her. What does Sean see in her, their eyes said, as their mouths uttered the usual pleasantries. Sean was Mr. Popularity amongst the school drop-off crowd. He was on a first-name basis with all the members of the lycra-clad ponytail club. She knew this from the odd occasion when she'd managed to make it to a sports day or school concert. Sean was greeted with smiling eyes and throaty laughs, whereas the ponytails shifted from foot to foot when they were forced to spend more than 60 seconds alone in her company. On a good day, she told herself, it was the fact that she'd seen many of them at their most vulnerable, half-naked and spread-eagled as she'd parted their hairless vulvas to insert a speculum. But in her heart of hearts, she knew that wasn't what made them uncomfortable, what shifted their gazes to the ground before mumbling some excuse to be free of her. Sean said she was imagining it, of course. He said that if they were shy around her, it was because they were intimidated by how smart she was. But Mez knew enough about women to know beauty trumped brains in the game of life. The ponytails weren't intimidated by her, they were disgusted.
You've been listening to Lisa Ireland reading from her novel, The Shape of Us. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.